All right, boys and girls down here, who can tell me what you think a jubilee year is? What? Happy jolly, yes. A jubilee, what do we think of when we think of a jubilee? Happy jolly, celebration, all of those things. Advent. So a jubilee year is a year set apart. And it actually dates back all the way back into the Old Testament. In Leviticus chapter 25, it says, count off 7 Sabbath years. So the number 7 is a special number, right? We know that Sunday is the 7th day. It's a day set apart, a day of rest. Count off 7 Sabbath years, 7 times 7 years, so that the 7 Sabbath years amount to a period of 49 years. Then have the trumpet sounded everywhere. On the 10th day of the 7th month, on the Day of Atonement, sound the trumpet throughout your land. Consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you, each of you, is to return to your family property and to your own clan. The 50th year shall be a jubilee for you. Do not sow and do not reap what grows of itself or harvest the untended vines. For it is a jubilee and it is to be holy for you. Eat only what is taken directly from the fields. In this year of jubilee, everyone is to return to their own property. So again, this idea of the jubilee year dates back to the Old Testament. It was a year of atonement, a year to return home. It was a year where debts were forgiven. It was a year where those who were in service to others were freed, where property that had been taken away was given back. And it was a time of reconciliation. It was a time of forgiveness, to forgive your brother of their debts to you, to forgive your brothers and sisters in any ways that they've offended you. And it was this time of returning to this time set apart, of returning to holiness. And in the Catholic Church, the Jubilee dates back to the year 1300, was the first Jubilee year, and was originally celebrated every 100 years, and then eventually changed to every 50 years. And now we celebrate them every 25 years. And so our last Jubilee, Pope Francis did declare an extraordinary year in between, the Year of Mercy. But prior to that, our last Jubilee was in 2000, where the church entered into its third millennium of existence. And so now, 25 years later, Pope Francis has declared this to be the Jubilee Year of Hope. And he wrote a letter at the start of our last liturgical year, entering into the year 2024, Christ the King Sunday of 2023, asking us to prepare, to pray and to prepare for this Jubilee of Hope. And he called for this Jubilee of Hope in response to times that seem quite hopeless. Global pandemic, times where we were separated from our loved ones, times of fear and uncertainty. Even now, and even in this year as we approach an election and we here and we have, wars breaking out around the world and just very, very uncertain times and what might seem hopeless. Boys and girls, can you tell me what you think it means? What does hope mean? Eliza? To really, really want something good to happen. That's a really good answer, and probably what most of us understand hope to be, right? I hope to get an A on my test. I hope that I don't get sick. I hope that I can go to the zoo next weekend. Whatever it might be, there's something like we think of hope as something that we really, really want, something that we're really looking forward to, and we really want to happen. But our understanding of the theological virtue of hope is very different. Hope is not something that we have to work for. It's not something that we have to attain. It's something we've already been given. It's the hope that we were not made for this world, that we were made for the eternal. And to live out the theological virtue of hope is to live for the eternal, is to live in this world and not of it. And the holy year, the year of Jubilee, as it says in Leviticus, is not just a time for reconciliation, not just a time for conversion, not just a time to work towards holiness. It's also a time of pilgrimage. It's a time to return home. And in many ways, like we are, not just in many ways, and we are certainly, we are pilgrims in this world. And that is what hope means, is to be a pilgrim in this world. It means that we know that we are here for just a time. You know, this past weekend, we celebrated this sort of triduum of All Hallows Eve, All Saints Day, and All Souls Day, where we celebrate the holy men and women of God on All Saints Day who have gone before us and have joined the church triumphant. They have pilgrimed through this world and entered into heaven, and we pray for those pilgrims who have journeyed through this world and gone to purgatory. We pray for their souls to be lifted into heaven on All Souls Day. We pray for all of our loved ones who have pilgrimed through this world, who have journeyed through this world and into the next. And as we enter into this Jubilee year, we're reminded that we are pilgrims. And to be a pilgrim, there's something that Pope Francis said, in particular when it comes to being a pilgrim, that a pilgrim not only changes places, right? Because to pilgrimage, boys and girls, is to go from one place to another. And during the Jubilee year, often Catholics, we're called to journey to our home as Catholics, to Rome. We're called to be pilgrims and journey to Rome. And but that doesn't mean simply leaving our home to go to Rome, to go to the Vatican City and walk through the holy doors. It also means, so Pope Francis said, to be a pilgrim means not only to change places, but to change yourself. A pilgrim prepares, and again, 2024, this year is meant to be our time of preparation for the holy year. A pilgrim prepares, a pilgrim understands and learns about the destination. And through the virtue of hope, we know that our, boys and girls, what is our destination? Heaven, yes. Heaven is our destination. Through the virtue of hope and living out the virtue of hope, this means that we know that we are journeying towards heaven. And again, a pilgrim not only changes places, moves from this world to the next, but a pilgrim must change themselves. And to live out the virtue of hope, to be a hopeful people, it means that we change ourselves to be like the Lord, to be worthy of our destination, to be worthy of the destination of heaven. Father Bird at our All Souls Requiem Mass last night said, hope is not presumption, and presumption is not hope. We are not made for this world. We are made for heaven, but we are not guaranteed heaven. We have to live out this virtue of hope. We have to live out this this journey towards eternity. We have to live as though we are looking to the eternal always, and not simply living how we feel we want to and being guaranteed that we will enter into heaven, which the gates have been opened for us. So like I said, the holy year, the Jubilee year, is the time of pilgrimage. This year, Pope Francis has declared us to be pilgrims of hope and asked us to live out this virtue of hope. And it's also a time where holy doors are open to us. There are four holy doors in Rome, and they are only open during the Jubilee year. And they are actually not only sealed outside of the Jubilee year, they are bricked off. And on Christmas Eve, Pope Francis will open the holy door at St. John Lateran in Rome. And often, because we might not all have the opportunity to make a pilgrimage to Rome during this holy year, often dioceses will create their own holy doors. Here at Mary Our Queen, Father Bird has decided that during the season of Advent, we will seal our inner center doors to the church as this reminder that we are preparing for a year set apart, and they will be opened on Christmas Eve, entering into this holy year, to this time of reconciliation, of pilgrimage, of living out hope and looking to the eternal. And it's a reminder not to be overcome by the hopelessness, the fear, the sadness of our world, it can easily overcome us. I know in my family in particular, an example of the difference between this idea of earthly hope and the hope of the eternal is we went through something sad this year. We went through a loss this year. And we were reminded that while we grieve, while we feel sad for this loss, that we will be reunited with our loved one, with my son, my kid's brother, that we will be reunited with him, and that we should rejoice that he has joined this church triumphant, that we are meant to look to the eternal, that we are meant to live in a way that we can joyfully enjoy our reunion with him, and we can look forward to that day. And we are reminded that we have to live out this virtue of hope. We have to live out our lives in a way that we can enter into that eternity. And so during this holy year, we are called to take time as a family to make decisions on how we will set this year apart, how we will live out this virtue of hope, how we will pilgrimage, what we will learn about our destination, and how we will intentionally live out looking to the eternal.